Welcome to the Copenhagen podcast, where we delve into ancient wisdom and Stoic philosophy to guide you through the maze of modern life. Join us as we explore psychology and draw from real life experiences to help you navigate the complexities of today's world with clarity and resilience. The journey of direction, navigating goals and progress with Stoic wisdom. Welcome back to the Copenhagen podcast, where we unravel the threads of Stoic philosophy to guide us through life's labyrinth. I'm your host, Patrick Cullen, and today we embark on a contemplative journey into the nuanced difference between having a goal and having a direction. In our modern world, goals often reign supreme. We set them, pursue them relentlessly, and measure our success by their attainment. But what if there's more to the equation? What if the journey itself holds equal significance to the destination? As Stoic philosophers teach us, Marcus Aurelius reminds, our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes the obstacle to our acting. Consider the concept of having a goal. It's rigid, defined by a specific outcome. Success is binary. Either you achieve it or you don't. But what about the moments in between? What about the growth, the learning, the evolution that occurs along the way? Seneca reflects on this, stating, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. This idea resonates deeply with Stoic philosophy, emphasizing the importance of embracing the journey regardless of the outcome. Let's explore having a direction. Unlike a goal, a direction is fluid, open-ended. It's about the path we choose to follow, the values we uphold, the principles that guide us. With a direction, progress becomes a constant companion, not just a destination to reach. Epictetus speaks to this, saying, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Here he underscores the importance of clarity of purpose, of knowing the direction in which we wish to travel, while also recognizing the agency we have in shaping our journey. But do we necessarily need a goal to have a direction? Or can the journey itself be enough? Stoicism offers insights here, urging us to focus on what is within our control, our actions, our intentions, our responses to external circumstances. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. With this understanding, we can embrace the journey, regardless of where it leads us, knowing that true fulfillment lies in the pursuit of virtue and inner peace. So, my dear listeners, as you navigate the complexities of life, I invite you to ponder these questions. What direction are you traveling in? What goals do you strive to achieve along the way? And perhaps most importantly, how can Stoic philosophy guide you in finding meaning and purpose in both the journey and the destination? Until next time, remember the words of Epictetus. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Stay stoic, stay resilient, and stay tuned for more wisdom on the Copenhagen podcast.